Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Welcome to the fall and the start of our fall poem. We've got a whole bunch of good things planned for the fall, and the first one we're going to start with deals with the issue of urinary incontinence, which is the complaint of involuntary leakage of urine. You know, nobody, I think, has ever died of urinary incontinence, but it does have a substantial impact on people and healthcare systems. Often the cause remains undetected or underdetected, and it is probably in large part because we don't like to talk about this with our patients, and the only people who don't like to talk about it more than doctors are patients themselves who may be embarrassed. Clearly, incontinence can herald serious underlying conditions, neurologic things, multiple sclerosis or malignancy. And until we ask a number of questions, we shouldn't dismiss it as age-related. We are able to identify appropriate causes of incontinence, and there are a bunch of them, and I'm not going to review them all, but it is recommended that women specifically be screened for urinary incontinence. So there's no test, but there are four or five questions. Do you ever leak urine or water? Do you ever leak when you cough, laugh, or exercise? Do you leak urine on the way to the bathroom? Do you use pads or tissues or cloth in your underwear to catch urine? Those kinds of things are probably sensitive enough to pick up most problems that are related to incontinence. You obviously can do such a thing with questionnaires in your practice as well. The poem that you picked this week, Mark, comes from the Annals of Internal Medicine, and it asks a very simple question. It asks, what benefits can patients with urge or urgency incontinence expect to derive from medications? Mark, what did they find?
You know, this was a study that was funded by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and they really do some great work and fund some really good research, and they were just under attack again. They were defunded once about 15 years ago and struggled to come back, and because they made somebody mad, spine surgeons in that case, and now they made urologists mad, and so there was a bill written to defund them, and that fortunately died, but it is an agency that sometimes asks unpopular questions, or at least asks questions and gets unpopular answers. So this was a meta-analysis. They found 72 randomized trials, did a good job with the study, and they were looking for studies of women that would be typical in a community practice. So they required that three-quarters of the women in the studies did not have any neurologic disease to make sure it was kind of typical of who we might see in an internal medicine or OB or family medicine practice. And they included studies that were low quality, but what I like is they also separately just looked at the better studies. And that drives me crazy when a meta-analysis will get all these studies and they'll get these big or really well-designed studies and a bunch of little crappy studies, and they throw them all together instead of just tossing out the little crappy studies and really looking at the best evidence. And so they did that. They looked at the good studies separately, and they found that there were a lot of studies, but most were really short-term, just 2 or 3 months. So we really don't have long-term data on these drugs. 2 or 3 months is not a terribly long time. They found that all of the different drugs that they studied were similarly effective. There wasn't a big difference between tolterodone, oxybutynin, the whole slew of drugs that are out there, and they did not find any significant differences in efficacy. And what they found was that they only restored continence for about 1 in 10 women, for 10 out of every 100 who were treated, so less than we would probably think or hope. A clinically important decrease in incontinence, which they defined as 50% reduction in incontinence episodes, was more likely with treatment, but less so than we would think. That it didn't matter how bad the incontinence was at baseline in terms of the effect, and about 1 in 40 or so patients will stop treatment because of adverse effects, which is actually less than I would have thought. So basically, they found that these drugs work similarly. They don't work terribly well. They will help some women. They're probably worth a try. But if they don't work, then don't be terrifically surprised, unfortunately.
Interesting, Mark. You know, it is a common problem, and you've not painted a rosy story here for the use of medications. I'm assuming that surgery is probably equally not effective. There are probably some women who can respond based on their cause of incontinence, but this is really going to be lifestyle change.
Yeah, and lifestyle change, and you know, surgery may be effective, and really hasn't been well studied. In case series, there are reports of women having improvement following surgery for the proper indications, but it's that really hasn't been studied at all. So we think it works, and I think it's always good to ask these questions and really rigorously look at the literature. And I'm not saying don't do this. It certainly does help some women. And I would give it a try if I was in that situation, but it's also not totally inconsistent with my clinical experience in terms of, a lot of women that I've started on these medications, they come and say, yeah, it didn't really seem to help a whole lot, or maybe it helped a little, kind of thing.
Thanks. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.